This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, good Thursday morning to you. Glad you are with us here on the Mark Cox Morning Show. The 12th day of June, if you can believe it. Heading into what will be a long weekend for Kim St. Ange, I should say, extending into next week. So about to take a little bit of vacay. That's good. So it's like your Friday, isn't it?
It really is.
Isn't that nice?
Why is it always that whenever you're about to go on vacation, everything is crazy that week?
Oh, boy, that's the truth. When you're trying to get out of town, when you know that tomorrow morning you have a flight at O'Dark 30, mm-hmm. and I'm supposed to leave for a little lake trip when I get home from work, and there's so many things I need to do between today and tomorrow. And then I find out, among all the other things I still have to do today, that there's a staff meeting at 10 a.m. that I completely forgotten about. And I'm just like, you have got to be freaking kidding me.
I have so many things I need to get done today that I've tried to get done earlier this week, and then things just kept popping up, and I had to put them off. So,
Kim, we're allowed to Zoom into those things. You can just call and listen.
Yeah,
you don't have to be there in person.
Maybe I need to do that.
You don't need to impress anyone. We're all good. I will, in addition to other things that I'll be doing between now and tomorrow, I'm going to that kickoff celebration tonight for the St. Charles County 250 organization, because they're kicking off what's going to be a series of events that they're going to help organize over the next year leading up to the 250th anniversary of the United States. This will be specific to St. Charles County, by the way. They're going to have that event at the Defiance Ridge Vineyards. And you can show up tonight if you would like to show your support and find out what's going on. I understand Mark Schmitz is going to be there, the founder of the Freedom 13, speaking. And again, the doors open at 6 out at the Defiance Ridge Vineyards in Defiance, Missouri. And I'll be there for a portion of that event tonight. I'll be the MC for the kickoff and the start of it. So looking forward to that. So we're happy you're with us. We still got lots of stuff to get to. Jim Talent coming up. We'll find out what he thinks about what's going on over in the Middle East, where U.S. personnel are being evacuated from embassies, non-essential staff. They must be concerned about things heating up. I know the Iran talks are going on nuclear weapons, and the possibility has been floated that Israel may be ready to strike a couple of those plants that they think might be enriching uranium for weapons. So we'll get Jim's take on all that. Mark Mathiesen before the end of the hour on what in the world happened in the House yesterday. My understanding is the Speaker did allow an amendment to the stadium bill to get rid of that severability clause, so that if one part of it got ruled unconstitutional, all of it would be thrown out. And that would be the part with the tax caps, I'm sure. But, of course, that amendment failed. So we're going to talk to Mark Mathiesen about how that all went down. And next hour, Jen Olson's going to join us from 1 hour from now from the Wentzville School Board. There was a decision by the Supreme Court this week dealing with transgender bathroom policies or policies designed to make sure men use the men's room, women use the women's room based on what it says on your birth certificate. And the Supreme Court basically said, that's fine. You are allowed to do that. So school districts that had been afraid to do that now have the green light to go ahead and install common sense bathroom policy. So we're going to talk to Jen Olson about that coming up a few minutes after 8. Shannon Bream as well. We still got lots of stuff to get to. Let's start with our short list, please.
The Mark Cox Short List.
If I talk about that we were raising concerns about armed guards being in Los Angeles, and so it was one of those moments where, you know, I talked about, you know, I'm an elected official. In so many words, are you going to shoot me too?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If there's a more dangerous member of Congress, let me know. Because if brains were dynamite, she couldn't blow her nose. That is Maxine Waters, who ran up to the National Guard and said, if you're going to shoot me, shoot straight. Have they shot anybody? Have they threatened to shoot anybody? What is Maxine talking about?
Go ahead. Shoot me first. My people is getting impacted directly.
Your family, too. Do you have undocumented people in your family?
Yes. They're facing fear every day.
Yeah, my guess is that dude was illegal too, or he wouldn't have had a mask on to hide his identity. He's one of the protesters in LA. Again, threatening, begging somebody to shoot him. I don't know what's going on with these lefties these days.
We set standards that are high, equal, and unwavering. DEI is dead. We replaced it with a colorblind, gender-neutral, merit-based approach.
Yeah, thank you, Pete Hegseth, for talking about that and kind of setting the record straight there. That got a huge round of applause the other day when he gave a speech to military members regarding a DEI. And not surprisingly, the number of people signing up has gone through the roof.
Well, this protest is winding down a little bit. You still see some people behind me. They've been out here for the last couple of hours, and a lot of them tell me they're actually headed to that protest that's taking place downtown. Now, there.
Yep, that was Channel 4 last night over on the Tam Avenue overpass. Somewhere over there, there's a plaque with my name inscribed on it. I don't know if you've seen that or not, for most stupid weather live shots done in a career.
Award goes to Mark Cox.
From the Tam Avenue. Over. I know every reporter in town would say that over the years. They don't use it as much anymore. Mm-mm. Like they go out to Kelly Memorial now, 270, which is a pretty good shot at the interstate there. I don't know. Anyway, the protests are coming. That's the... the message I'm sending to you this morning. The protests are coming.
You sound like Game of Thrones. Winter is coming.
Winter is coming. Yeah.
You know, I messaged Caroline Hecker after her report yesterday because I was so appreciative of the follow-up question that she asked one of the protesters.
Really?
Over on the Tam Avenue Bridge. Is that clip number 9, Ethan? Caroline Hecker questioning the protester. You need to listen to it, Mark.
I think it's being overblown. My understanding is that 3 cars were set on fire. And that if you looked at L.A. County, the part where the demonstrations are is a little blip. And that there was absolutely no need to call the National Guard or the Marines, for goodness sake, to get that under control. It was not out of control.
So the violence, even though you feel like it was isolated, you condone that kind of behavior?
I think that if they damaged property, they should be arrested and then, you know, charged with whatever misdemeanor that might be.
She paused because she wasn't expecting.
She didn't expect the pushback.
Exactly. So thank you, Caroline Hecker.
Yeah,
that's
you.
What I told her yesterday. And did you hear what that protester said? She goes, I think it's like 3 cars in L.A. that have been burned. It's just like 3.
Cars.
Yeah, that's it. Just 3 cars. And even if you burned 1 car, that's a problem. It certainly was more than 3, lady.
That's like, was it Martha Raddatz who said that to J.D. Vance? Like, we're only talking about 1 or 2 apartment buildings that have been taken over by Tren de Aragua gang members. Martha, do you hear yourself? Is it okay for a single apartment building in America to be
right.
taken over by Tren de Aragua gang members? What are you talking about?
What's the threshold? Like, if it hit 5, would she be worried?
Yeah,
or
thank
him,
you.
Whoever it was?
If they burned 4 cars, would that have been unacceptable?
Yeah. That's it. This is out of control. They've now officially burned 4 cars, not just 3. Call in the National Guard.
Well, here's the deal. So, protests yesterday downtown across from Union Station and the one on Tam Avenue seemed to be not coordinated very well, to be honest with you. There's going to be another one with some sort of a more radical group that's happening tomorrow at the corner, let's see, Tower Grove Park, at the corner of Grand and Arsenal. There's going to be some Associated Nuts down there. Solidarity with the anti-colonial struggle from North St. Louis to occupied Mexico. Do these idiots understand the difference between occupied territory and territory that's been conquered? Every piece of land in the world has been conquered at some point. We're not occupying anything. Have you heard of the American-Mexican War? We won that one, and we took Texas. That's not occupying any more than it is what's going on in the West Bank in Israel. It's not occupied. To the victor go the spoils. I'm sorry. You started it. We finished it. That's kind of how that goes. All right, so that's happening tomorrow, just so you know. You may want to avoid Tower Grove Park when those nuts are down there. Police are all over it, so I don't think we're going to have to worry about that in St. Louis. Coming up, we'll talk to former Senator Jim Talent, get his take on what's happening not only in L.A., but in the Middle East. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.